Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
Thank you for joining us for today's lesson all about beetle bottles. Well, we're going to be learning about a little bug that is found in Africa and how it is changing or influencing technology. And I wonder, how do animals influence technology? Do you think that animals can influence technology, Carolyn?
Well, I think that a lot of the inventions that we have are inspired by animals.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you look at armor that soldiers wear. Well, it kind of reminds me of armor that certain animals have.
Mm-hmm.
There is an armadillo,
mm-hmm.
and it has plates along its skin that protects it, and it's very similar to old forms of armor. Now, there was another animal that we talked about before, Gabe. Do you remember what it was?
That's right, the cuttlefish, nicknamed the chameleon of the sea, that inspires fashion, the clothes that people wear, and maybe camouflaging yourself if you are in the military. And of course, something else that was inspired by animals was airplanes, birds in the sky. We want to fly just like they do, and so people figured out how we, as humans, could also fly in airplanes. Well, of course, I think animals can inspire and improve technology in many ways. Let's take a look at one example in today's lesson, the beetle bottle.
Beetle bottles. One little bug might be the start of a big change. In a bleak, lonely desert on Africa's southwestern coast, black insects push up their shells toward the sun. But these Namib desert beetles aren't just trying to relax. This action gives them much-needed water in one of Earth's driest areas. On their raised backs, the beetles collect moisture from the morning fog, which beads and rolls directly into their mouths. While these remarkable creatures are built for survival, some young scientists think that the beetles inspire a solution to human water stress today. NBD, Namib Beetle Design Nanotechnologies, is the name of this ambitious group, giving credit where it is due.
Hello, friends. This is your word lady, Ellen. Nature has a lot to teach us. In this month's innovation article, we'll learn all about how a beetle in the desert has inspired scientists. Let's take a look at our key words for the day before we begin. Bleak. Bleak is an adjective. This area is beautiful in the summer, but very bleak in the winter. Stimulus. Stimulus is a noun. The stimulus for developing the new math class was the students' requests. Prototype. Prototype is a noun. We need to do more tests, but the prototype seems to be successful. Donate. Donate is a verb. The business made a point of donating half of its profits every year. Your more information words are Namib Desert. Namib Desert is a noun. Nanotechnology. Nanotechnology is a noun. Green consumer. Green consumer is a noun. Let's get right to it and begin the article.
This does sound like a very interesting little beetle. So let's go back up to the very top. It says, one little bug might be the start of a big change. So just a tiny bug could have a very big impact on a lot of things, it sounds like. Gabe, how does the article begin?
Well, the scene is set here in a bleak, lonely desert on Africa's southwestern coast, black insects push up their shells toward the sun. So you can imagine that here. These little insects, these beetles, are pushing up their shells toward the sun. Now, at the beginning of this sentence, we saw a word from our word bank. It is bleak. And that's a great way to describe many deserts. Bleak. What does that mean, Carolyn?
Well, if something is bleak, then it's very empty and kind of lonely. There's really nothing around that you can see. And a desert landscape is usually pretty bleak. There aren't very many trees, if any at all.
That's right. This word bleak makes me think of a Christmas carol or a song called In the Bleak Midwinter. It's true, sometimes winter can be described as bleak as well. It provides little encouragement. It's just cold and dark. It's bleak. Well, here we're talking about something cool, actually, this Namib Desert Beetle. So we continue with the lesson, but these Namib Desert Beetles aren't just trying to relax. This action gives them much-needed water in one of Earth's driest areas.
That's right. So the beetles are pushing their backs or their shells toward the sun. And that might seem like a relaxing position, but that is not what they are doing. They are trying to give themselves much needed water because they're in a desert and it is one of Earth's driest areas. Now, it is very interesting the way that they are able to get water by just raising up their shells. How does that happen, Gabe?
Well, as we read here, on their raised backs, the beetles collect moisture from the morning fog. Okay, so they are getting moisture. Every morning there is fog. Well, that's good. And they're collecting the moisture here. Now, it's not like a collection of things that you get. You're trying to collect things. This just means that you get it. The beetles have this moisture from the morning fog, and it builds up.
That's right. And the sentence continues, this morning fog, the moisture they collect from the morning fog, which beads and rolls directly into their mouths. So these drops of water turn into small beads, and a bead is just a very round drop of water, and it rolls right into their mouth.
That's right. Now, this word bead is used as a verb here. They bead and roll. But usually I see it as a noun. You might talk about little beads of sweat that form on your forehead when you're playing a sport or when you're exercising. Beads of sweat. But here, it's a verb as well.
That's right. Well, in the next sentence we see, while these remarkable creatures are built for survival, some young scientists think that the beetles inspire a solution to human water stress today. So the beetles aren't doing this because it's something cool to do. They're doing it because they need to in order to survive because there's not much water for them to drink.
That's right. And these remarkable creatures are built for survival. That means they're made for survival. They're made like this just so that they can survive. It's very important for them. But of course, they inspire a solution to human water stress today. What does that mean, Carolyn? What is the human water stress today?
Well, there are a lot of people in the world, which means that we need a lot of water to drink because it's important for our own survival to drink water. And we are putting stress on the amount of water in the world. There might not be enough fresh water for people to drink to support the population. So they're trying to find ways to increase the amount of available water.
That's right, and maybe we can learn something from these little beetles. Well, we continue. NBD, or Namib Beetle Design, Nanotechnologies, is the name of this ambitious group, giving credit where it is due. Okay, so this MBD nanotechnology, nano is something small, so nanotechnology is the name of an ambitious group. They're very ambitious, they have a great task ahead of them, something important that they want to accomplish.
That's right. And they give credit where it is due. And that is a really great phrase. To give credit where credit is due means that you don't take all of the credit for yourself if someone else helped you or gave you the idea. You say, oh, well, actually, I was inspired to do this by someone else.
We were inspired to do this by the Namib beetle. You give credit where something is due or where credit is due. And you see at the end of movies, there are the list of credits, the people that you give credit to for making the movie. Giving credit where credit is due. Well, it's time for us to learn something new with Michelle in the language lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们来看 bleak 这个形容词。Bleak 是指荒凉的或者是萧瑟的。例如 you can see homeless people wandering around on the bleak inner city streets. 你可以看见无家可归的人在荒凉的市中心街道上飘荡。Bleak 也指没有希望的或者是前景暗淡的。例如 the outlook of the country's economy remains bleak. 这个国家的经济前景仍然一片暗淡。继续我们看的是 nanotechnology 这个名词。Nano 是指纳米，注意它的 H 发 A 的音念成 nano。Technology 是指科技，所以合在一起 ，nanotechnology 是指纳米科技。例如 ，the bioengineers used the most recent nanotechnology to create this device。这些生物工程师运用最新的纳米科技发明了这个仪器。
We're talking all about beetle bottles today and how they are helping to improve technology. Something that we can learn from beetle bottles is maybe how to collect water in a certain way that can maybe help the human water problem that we have today. Especially in many countries, there is a shortage of water. How can we learn from these little creatures? Well, let's continue learning in the next part of our lesson for today.
Beetle bottles. Though the little Namibian creatures were the stimulus for the development of several water collection materials or devices, NBD Nano is putting their own stamp on the idea. They want to create a portable bottle that will collect water from the air as the beetles do.To achieve this, they have created a nano-designed surface imitating the beetle's wings, made up of both water-attracting and water-resisting parts. Once they have a working prototype, it will likely first be sold to green consumers, military groups, and greenhouses. However, NBD Nano really hopes these sales will allow beetle bottles to be donated to third world countries, a very honorable goal.
That is a very honorable goal, something wonderful that they could be doing with these beetle bottles. Well, going to the beginning of this section, though the little Namibian creatures were the stimulus for the development of several water collection materials or devices, NBD Nano is putting their own stamp on the idea.Now, that's quite a long sentence, and at the beginning of the sentence, we saw that these creatures were the stimulus for the development of some different things. Now, stimulus is from our word bank. What is a stimulus, Gabe?
Well, the stimulus for something is the initial or the beginning cause of something. So this is the stimulus, or it stimulated an idea for this kind of technology.Well, stimulus is the beginning cause for something. So it could inspire something that you do. It's the beginning cause. Now, we learned about the cuttlefish earlier this year, and this was a stimulus. This creature in the sea was a stimulus for certain kinds of clothes that we might wear in the future. The cuttlefish fashion. This is a stimulus.
That's right. Well, maybe you can think about what is your stimulus for learning English? What is the reason that you wanted to start learning? Maybe your stimulus is to travel abroad. You want to go abroad. You want to go to other countries, and learning English would be helpful.
So it's kind of like a motivation as well, your stimulus for doing something. Well, later on in this sentence,NBD technology, NBD nanotechnologies, is putting their own stamp on the idea. Okay, so many people are trying to learn from the beetle bottle, but NBD nano is putting their stamp on the idea. Let's take a look at this phrase and learn something new with Liz in the Grammar Gym.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz.And here's today's grammar tip sentence. NBD Nano is putting their own stamp on the idea. Our focus is on the phrase to put one stamp on something. A stamp is that little piece of paper we stick on an envelope to mail it. It can also be that thing we press to leave a print on something. But in today's sentence, stamp means...A way to show that something belongs to you or has your unique quality. So in today's article, the idea of collecting water did not come from NBD Nano. However, NBD Nano has taken the idea and developed something that is uniquely their own. They have put their own stamp on the idea. Use this phrase to put one stamp on something when you want to talk about how something has a unique quality or belongs to someone in a special way. For example, the band put their stamp on a popular children's song, and the song became a hit overnight. Or, the restaurant put its stamp on a traditional Chinese dish by adding Western ingredients to it.And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Have you put your own stamp on something just like NBD Nano? Well, they want to create a portable bottle that will collect water from the air as the beetles do. So they want to use this ability of the beetles to just collect water out of the air.So that they can make a portable water bottle that can do the same thing.
That's right. And of course, water bottles should be portable. Portable just means you can take it with you from place to place. It's easy to do that. And of course, I think these beetles can teach us how to do this. We continue. To achieve this, they have created a nano-designed surface imitating the beetles' wings,made up of both water-attracting and water-resisting parts. So we're learning a lot from this animal. Of course, there are water-attracting parts. That means it attracts water. And water-resisting. That means it keeps the water out.
That's right. And this is a very interesting way to collect water. So it pulls the water in, it attracts it, and then...pushes it away so that the beetles can drink it. And this company is using a nano-designed technology a nano-designed surface to imitate the beetles' wings. Now, it says that once they have a working prototype, it will likely first be sold to green consumers, military groups, and greenhouses.
That's right. Well, let's take a look at this word from our word bank. It is prototype.And a prototype is like the first model that you make. Maybe it's not perfect. Maybe it doesn't look like the one you want to sell, but it is functional. You see how you can use it, the prototype.
That's right. So it's the first version of something, and it's a good way to start a new invention. You need to have a prototype to see what needs to be improved. Now, however...NBD Nano really hopes these sales will allow beetle bottles to be donated to third world countries, a very honorable goal. So they're going to sell them to many different people, like green consumers, military groups, and greenhouses, but it seems like in the end, they really want to donate the bottles to third world countries.
It's true, and let's take a look at that word. The word is donate. When you donate something, that means you have something of value and you're giving it to someone else who needs it. You donate something. Carolyn, do you ever donate anything like money or clothes to other people?
Well, I do. I often make donations. Mm-hmm. I donate money to different organizations that I support. And here, they want to donate bottles to people who maybe can't find fresh, clean water.
And that is indeed a very honorable goal. Well, it's time for us to learn something new with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud. And then we'll join Michelle.
When people talk about the poorest countries of the world, they often refer to them as third world countries. Steve, where does this description come from?
Well, Ken, we have to go back in history a little to after World War II, when the world split into two large spheres of influence with opposing views of government.
One sphere consisted of the American-influenced democratic industrial countries, which became known as the First World.
Right. The other sphere, the Second World countries, were nations influenced by the Soviet Union, like the communist socialist states of Eastern Europe.
And all the remaining nations not aligned with either the U.S. or the Soviet Union were regarded as third world countries. Today you might hear third world to describe the developing countries of Africa, Asia, and Latin America.
A third world country may be characterized by a high infant mortality rate, low economic development, high levels of poverty, and heavy dependence on industrialized nations.
Also, the terms First World and Second World are not used much anymore these days, since the Soviet Union no longer exists.
And we should also bear in mind that there is no official definition of Third World country. So what's a better term to use? We can use developing country or lower income country.
今天的课文讲到 NBD 奈米科技希望捐赠甲虫瓶子给 Third World Countries Third World 第三世界这个名称，还有 First World 以及 Second World 是来自二次世界大战后冷战时期的观点。当时世界诸国被区分为 First World 第一世界，也就是以美国为首的西方资本主义的国家 Second World 第二世界，是被苏联所支配的共产国家。所有其余的国家都被归类为 第三世界国家。那在苏联瓦解后， First World 跟 Second World 也成为了历史名词。Third World 也就泛指亚洲、非洲、中南美比较落后的 developing countries 开发中国家。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
OK， 继续我们来看的是 stimulus 这个名词。 stimulus 是指刺激物或者是促进的因素。注意它的字尾虽然有 s， 但是它却是一个单数形的字。它的复数形是 stimuli， S-T-I-M-U-L-I。 例如 low interest rates were one of the stimuli for the past few years economic growth。 低利率是过去几年促进经济成长的因素之一。或者是 the plant is very sensitive to external stimulus。 这种植物对外界的刺激非常的敏感。接着我们来看的是 prototype 这个名词， P-R-O-T-O 这个字首有第一个的意思， type 是指类型， 所以 prototype 是指某种新开发的事物的原型。 例如 the prototype of the aircraft is still under construction， 这架飞机的原型还在制作中。 Prototype 也指典型或模范， 例如 William is the prototype of old-fashioned scholars， William 是传统学者的典范。 OK, get ready to learn more from our teachers.
Today we've been talking about beetle bottles, a very interesting new technology that could really help with water stress in our world today and could be donated to people in third world countries. Now, would you want to buy one of these beetle bottles? What do you think about this, Gabe? Would you buy one?
Well, Carolyn, it does sound very interesting, but I would want to make sure that these beetle bottles could also keep pollution out. You want to make sure you're living in a clean area if you're going to use a bottle that takes moisture from the air to drink. I think that's important to think about.
Well, that is very important to consider, and I wonder, maybe you should write them a letter and tell them your suggestions, Gabe.
That's a very honorable idea, Carolyn.
Well, that is all for today here on Studio Classroom, but we will see you again next time. Think about these beetle bottles.
Goodbye.